I'm on tape two, side one. We were off the tape, and Anna and I were just talking. She was telling me how she saved Jewish boys because of her facility for languages. And I thought that this is also valuable. Would you, I'm sorry, but can you repeat, go back to where you started, please?
Okay, I worked for the Russian military office translating, and it was mainly from German prisoners to Russian language, from and German to Russian.
This in is in 45.
1940, the right. Summer of 1945. And once Dr. Oznak Sanalo came to me and he said, I know you speak Russian, come with me. They caught my brother on the street. That's where the Russians would. They catch somebody on the street for the numbers. They had to fill out a quota. I said, sure, anytime. Could I do anything for Dr. Osmer? And we went, and it was another commandant, another one, not the one I worked for. And I translated for him, and they let him out. I said, why do you pick up people just like that? Let them out. They let him out, and they let two other Jewish men out with this man. And that
why were they picking these people up?
They needed numbers, and some ran away, you know, some really prisoners, military, no, military personnel, Germans and Hungarians, they took off. It wasn't a real prison camp, it was just a detention center. So they ran away, so they needed to fulfill a prison, a number, and that's what they did.
The Russians would replace escape prisoners with?
With anybody from the street, yeah. And I believed this man, and I got his brother out just by talking, by saying he's not guilty of nothing, why are you holding him? And all that, let him out, and they let two other Jewish men out with him. And that makes my blood boil more, because would I have known then about Mr. Wallenberg, wherever he is, we would have probably broken down the... Yeah. The detention center. We would have probably broken down. There were about 11 of us together all the time. We would have broken down any wall just to get him out. And we could not get any information from nowhere. Never. Nobody had an answer for us. Nobody. And that pain went on year after year after year.
Anna, you said before, that you have such pain for your parents, for those that you lost, and for Mr. Wong. And it's so obvious.
This pain never goes away. You just learn to live with it. The reason I learned to live with it, because I didn't want what the Germans wanted me to do, to die, or to kill myself. So you just learn to live with it. It's hard. For me, it was a cure. I had to work very hard to raise my three children. I was busy. It was good to be very busy. But if I have a free moment, it's bad. It's very bad. Never goes away. Just learn to live with it.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your coming.
We appreciate you.